This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are I-Wings.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Why are you singing Contra?
Well, no, Castlevania, my friend.
Oh, Castlevania, sorry.
Yeah, these are some very Castlevania-ass monsters.
They sure they are. It's it's Castlevania mixed with a little bit of the Ahriman from Final Fantasy.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could see them being based on that. This is one of those things where the guy who wrote the entry is so filled with disgust for the creature he's talking about that, like, it's kind of delightful.
Oh, for sure, because everything is about the fluids and about the stench.
And how dumb they are.
Uh-huh.
If they don't get orders, they get bored. Yep. That doesn't make them better, but it just, they can't live without, like, they're weak-willed sheeple.
Yeah, they just they kill for fun when they're bored.
Cole?
They're basically juggalos. Well,
these weak-willed sheeples. I-wing, iPhone.
Oh.
Bam.
Abyss, Apple, same number of letters.
The Abyss I-wing. Your Iowan keeps getting fucking updated, new contact lenses and flavors and shit.
It's always crying.
Yeah.
Like
my iPhone is constantly weeping. It's really weird. That's why they're removing the headphone jack, because it weeps too often.
Yep.
So then, my pocket's all wet.
Ooh, it stinks so bad. Yeah. So this is a pear-shaped bat with a gigantic red, constantly weeping eye, a scorpion tail, and wings with hands at the end.
Yeah. The constantly weeping is really the operative word. All the goo description of this is kind of what makes it cool to me.
Oh yeah.
Like, this thing would not be very interesting if it didn't have all the detail to its goo.
Right.
So this kind of like bluish goo that comes out of its eye, that's like really acrid, and it offends the mucous membranes of most living creatures or something. It can kind of collect this and do a mega sob.
It's their tier. It's basically Isaac, and it will launch those. It's 1 foot in diameter. It's a 1 foot in diameter sphere, which is fucking huge, Gary.
That's very big.
That's a
lot. They can do it from 100 feet up in the air, so they drop it on you. They don't throw it at you.
Right.
It does splash damage, but the craziest thing about this that I love is that a tier hardens into a rubbery lump within 2 to 6 hours after being shed.
It's like the good exact stuff. Time.
Yeah. Like, who? Why? What purpose is there in these like lumps? Lovely I-wing lumps.
I think it's so it can slow you down and come and feast on you later.
Oh, like, you don't get like, I mean, it takes two to six hours. It's not gonna, like, you know, it's not riot control.
They're dumb, not impatient.
I guess that's true. It just seems like it's a liquid when it falls, so it's never going to like turn to a lump. This is like explicitly for people who are collecting it in buckets. Like, you get the Fey Run Bucket Runner Brigade.
Yeah, they're playing they're playing I-Wing Kaboom.
Yeah, yeah. It, you know, just like, let's play hot tiers and just pass this thing around. And then whenever it hardens, that person has to, like, I don't know, drink the whole thing.
Hot Tears is my favorite Queens of the Stone Age song.
Is it really?
No.
It sounds like it could be.
It could.
the eye problem that I had, you said it might be my tear duct.
Ooh.
And I was like, yeah, wow, that's interesting. Like, what a cool poetic thing to have wrong with me. Like, I cried too many tears, and yes, now it's broken.
I was such a sad boy.
Or alternatively, I didn't cry enough.
Ooh.
And then
you didn't show it.
I didn't show it. It got all stocked up.
Desperado.
Yeah. Richie woman.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.